I really don't know how to use this. Wait. How do I use this? Wait. Where's the? Wait. No. Nobody can just accidentally join, right? Hi, Iris. Hi, Iris. It's Iris on Twitter. Wait. これどうやってやんの？ これどうやって使うの？全然わかんないぞ。全くわかんないぞ。I'm assuming no one should be able to, like, just suddenly join, is what I'm hoping it is. I can't. Settings? Just settings. Oh, okay, found it. Okay. Ah, 大丈夫そうだね。Okay. Maybe I'll put on captions. Ooh! Oh my god, the captions actually kind of work. Okay. Hi, Miss. It just turned 12 in Japan, which means digital release just came out. I like how Twitter captions my Hi-Riz as Hi-Rise. Okay. Yeah, it might sound different from streams because I'm using my phone mic. Last time I used my phone mic was when I called in to Kelly's New Year Totsu stream, I'm pretty sure. And I like watched a clip of that later on and noticed they sounded much more deeper. Much more deeper than usual. There's like no comments on this thing, right? This is just kind of me talking and seeing, ooh, people are listening to me sort of vibe, I am assuming. Is this even, wait, let me see how this works again. Oh, okay. なるほどね。Oh no, this is kind of embarrassing. There's over 1,000 people listening to me on Twitter. Wait, what? Okay. Anyways, have you guys listened to Journey yet? I think it's still not out in a lot of places, but it should have just came out in Japan. So, 新しい EP がね、今多分ちょうど出たん。デジタルリリースの方では出たんじゃないかな。多分 Spotify とかでもね見れるので、ぜひぜひ。I just kind of woke up from like a nap, so I might sound kind of like a little, I don't know, groggy or a little sleepy. I hear that people can like send emotes and stuff, but I don't see any of that. Is everyone just kind of silent, or is it just I don't know how to look at this? Okay, wait. Let me try send an email to myself because I just want to see how this works. Huh? Oh, there we go. There we go. I see the emotes now. 100, thank you. Thank you for the 100 score. I only get hundreds on tests when there's extra credit on it. Okay. Anyways, what was I talking about? Oh yeah. Just came out. For those who listened to it, how'd you guys like it? Worked really, really hard on it. I hope my iPhone mic is working okay. I've never used this. It's interesting how you can't do this through your computer, so... That's so cool there. Anyways, I basically recorded, it was like 6 songs, right? I recorded like 5, definitely at least 5 of them last month. One of them might have been recorded like late November, if my memory is correct. And I'm pretty sure the first one I recorded from that was actually the sixth song, Flower of Hope, the last one. Yeah, like, I think it was just a lot of, it was a pretty big project, and, like, a lot of the organizing just kind of, a lot of things got kind of pushed back, and in the end, I ended up recording most of it, like, last month. It was really, 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 how do you say this, like, tight schedule, but, you know, we wanted to get it out for a half year, so couldn't really help it. And that's how I kind of ruined my throat. I didn't ruin it. Okay, no, that's like exaggerating. It just kind of, you know, overused it. Or I don't know if it's like just the recordings. It's probably also the streams as well. It should be getting better. And I am not really used to like talking like completely by myself. So like, wait, and but yeah, if you want to talk about my album, you can use the Irish Journey hashtag. I'm really, really just generally kind of not very used to using hashtags and stuff on Twitter. I feel like, oh no, I shouldn't be saying stuff that make me sound like I don't know how to use the internet. No, I'm a VTuber. Of course I know how to use the internet. I'm part of the virtual world. Yeah. Let me just get some hot water going because I'm thirsty. Okay. I hope I'm using Twitter Spaces correctly. I hear it's basically kind of like a podcast sort of thing, right? I like how you can do it from your phone, though. It's really chill in that way. If you guys noticed, in the trailer, basically all the songs were shown, just the chorus part of the songs were shown. And if you just listen to that, it sounds like five out of those six songs are fully in English. It is a little different. It's more like, I think, at least two songs are definitely like 100% in English. One song is completely in Japanese, which is the last song, Flower of Hope. And then the other songs should be like songs that do have some Japanese in it, but you know, it's more English-driven, in a way. Yeah. What can I talk about that is okay to talk about? Oh, yeah. You know how the, how do you say that? The merch? The merch having the record version. And the vinyl version, yes. Vinyl version and the cassette version. The cassette version. I hear that like vinyls and like cassettes are kind of like popular amongst certain audiences and certain places. I've never used any of those before. So I'm just like, oh, I can't wait to like get my hands on like the real thing, because like I just can't really imagine how it would look like, and I don't think I have anything to actually play, but I think it'll look nice. I think it'll look really cool, and it would be nice if I had like a record player. Record players are the ones that like scratch the discs the whole time, right? What I know about record players is that you can like scratch the disc with like a pointy needle that is like made out of diamond, if I'm not mistaken. So goodzu tashika. Are. Record ban to cassette ban mo deru desu kedo. Record to cassette te saikin nanka ichibu de hayatteru tteiu hanashi wa kiita koto atte. 確かに面白そうって感じでね出るんですけど、あれって実際プレイできるデバイスって今でもあるんだねっていうのが結構びっくりだったんですよね。I'm just kind of surprised that there's stuff that can still play your cassettes in this day and age. Though I really like how the cassette looks from just the pictures. Though, just keep in mind that for the merch, please, if you're curious, please do go to the links that I posted on Twitter and go do check it out if you want. Please do get in your orders before February 14. Isn't that like Valentine's Day? Now that I think about it. Oh yeah, get it before the dreaded Valentine's Day date. Yeah. そうそう。確かね、グッズの予約に注文受付注文受付っていうのかな？2月14日までだった気がする。今考えてみたら2月14日ってバレンタインじゃん。今さら気づいた。But like so, if you do get your orders in, just keep in mind that it'll come according to the page, like late May to June, somewhere around that period is when things should actually be sent out. Please do be patient. And I personally can't wait to get my hands on everything and also the keychain. Keychain's really nice. I remember there were like three different design options I could choose from. And the other two options were also really nice. I had a hard time deciding which one would be nice, but I don't know. And the one that I ended up, you know, being like, oh, this one looks nice, I thought. I just really liked how it had wings and the colors are very bright. I personally was really interested in the whole stained glass thing because, you know, it's pretty. Plus, it's like merch that you can kind of put on without, you know, showing that, oh, it's a VTuber sort of vibe to it. So I do like regular goods too. I do want to release stuff like that in the near future as well, but that it looks really artisty, if you get what I mean. So, so, 結構ね、キーチンとかめちゃくちゃ実物出来上がるのを見るのがね、すごく楽しみで、単純に、なんだろう、その、VTuber のグッズって叫ぶようなものじゃないのが結構ね、自分の中では、かっこいいんじゃないっていう。あね、そのうちね、ちゃんとそういうかわいいキャラグッズ的なものも出したいんですけど、チカチカね。今回はね、なんかアーティストって感じのね、そういうパッと見ね、なんかカバンとかにつけてあれしても、即 VTuber オタクってバレないんじゃないかな。I'm just hoping I don't sound weird at this whole thing. Ooh, I just like ego-searched. I just ego-searched and people are talking about how the captions are surprisingly accurate. Oh, okay. This is chat, okay. Ah, yay, I get to look at tweets as chat. Yay, okay.I'm ego searching now. I see you. I sort of see your comments. I like no BGM relaxing talking. I hope you guys can't hear anything else besides my voice because I'm currently like heating up some water in a kettle. Eventually it's probably going to start making noise like clattering noises. Don't mind me. I'm just making tea. So, 今ね、お湯沸かしてるから。もしなんかお湯沸かしてるっぽい音聞こえてたら気にしないで。うん、お茶作ってるだけだから。予約しとこありがとう。Yeah, if you're interested, though, please do, you know, get the merch order now before it's too late. That, and you know, it really, really does help me out, and it helps, you know, with future releases, future plans, future merch. Even one more copy, one more sale just does help out with future plans a lot. So I do really appreciate it a lot. I love it so much. Thank you. Thank you. I hope I don't sound like nervous because I'm actually kind of nervous. I think I'm much more nervous doing this than my streams at the moment. 今のところ結構ね、普通の自分の配信よりはね、緊張しちゃってる。緊張しちゃってるよ。Sound like you're chilling on your phone. I have like this bad habit where I'm like while I'm waiting for the water to heat up, I just kind of walk around impatiently, which is what I'm doing right now. そうそう、今ね、お湯沸かしての待ってる間もうろうろうろうろって感じに話しながらやってます。あ、沸いたかな ？OK. Wonder what happens if I like start watching YouTube and stuff while doing a Twitter space cast or stream or whatever you might call this. I am kind of fidgeting, I am. I'm pretty much fidgeting in the back while talking. Wonder what sort of tea I'll make. Yeah, I'll just pour water on a tea bag that I used once already. Cause I be like that. I've been keeping the heater on the whole time, so air feels probably really dry. That's why pouring hot tea like this helps a lot. All the steam from the tea feels like it's, you know, helping to moisten the room. That sounds wrong. Okay. Do I sound different? Do I sound different in space, really? We can hear the water boiling. Oh no. And really, did it take that long for me to... I mean, I use like a really, really old traditional kettle, metal kettle that looks old too, but how much is this tea bag working still? I've only used it once. So this is my second time using the same tea bag. It should be fine. Sounds same to me. Mm. Okay. That's good. So yeah, like in using that hashtag Irish Journey, please do write your comments on what you think of the EP and feedback for also, you know, to keep in mind for future releases as well. And also, how do I say this? Yeah, talk about like whatever, what song you particularly like and whatnot. I'll totally read them, so I'll totally be glancing at my phone every once in a while. Oh, okay. No more. Ah, what's up? Achichi no chi. You know, it feels like I've already been talking for an hour, even though it's only been like 20 minutes. It feels like ASMR, really. Does it sound that close and personal? I'm actually like looking at comments right now, and I I'm pretty surprised that, not surprised, but my personal favorites from that album. It's really hard to choose, but like, especially after I heard how it sounded, post-mix, the mixes, I really love the mixes on all the songs. It all sounds amazing. Pretty sure all the songs are mixed by the same person, but sorry if that's wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what I've been told. And oh my god, they all sound great, but like, particularly the mixes I personally love listening to are the Only in Hope mix and the Bare Your Teeth mix. Also, Sinking and Rise Again, I also really like how the mix went. I really like how the mix went for most, like, no, I like them, all of them, but especially like Only in Hope and Nameless Sadness too. It's like, I feel like the mixer was really able to emphasize like the amount of power I tried to put into my singing. A lot of those songs are kind of underwhelming, but really hard. And I'm just like, oh my god, these are songs, they're so hard. But I did my best to, you know, provide vocals that can complement all the wonderful songs. Yeah, the mixes are really good. I really, really like how the mixes turned out. Yeah, wait, let me try change my settings to who can speak? People. Yeah, I'll just keep it that, like this. Yeah. It's okay for me to like close the Twitter app, right? Not close it, but minimize the Twitter app. It's not gonna close my space. Yeah, okay, it's fine. EP drops in 30 minutes for me. Oh, exciting. Bare Your Teeth is not about a trip to the dentist now. No. Sure, I do tend to, I have like this bad habit of clenching my teeth since I was kid Riss. Basically, I really, whenever I try to sleep, I automatically am kind of clenching my teeth. So, or I guess you could say baring your teeth. I'm assuming baring your teeth and clenching your teeth is kind of like a similar nuance. But yeah, I have this bad, bad habit, clenching. And whenever I try to sleep, I try to relax my facial muscles. And the first facial muscle I concentrate on is relaxing my jaw. Did your family listen to the EP yet? I think they did. I saw, like, my parents were like, oh, we ordered a copy. I'm like, yeah, thank you. But yeah, the fact that I clench my teeth means that I also, like, I'm sleeping, so I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure I also grind my teeth. I really don't know how I can fix that, besides trying to be careful, but whenever I'm not paying attention, I'm clenching my teeth again, so. You can take us along on errands with this feature. I wonder if it'll be loud, though, if I had my water running, like, you know, to wash dishes while doing stuff like this. It'll sound like cleaning ASMR. It might be loud. Like, it's gonna sound at least this loud, or like this loud. Like, can you guys still hear my voice with this on? Because it's gonna be on when I do my dishes. It is nice though, and I think Twitter Spaces, you don't have to necessarily be talking for like a long time. Oh yeah, it should be up on Spotify in Japan already. Gotta reply to some stuff after I'm finished with this. Imagine having Chadcast in space. Aww. Oh yeah. Speaking of Chadcast, we've finally decided on a date to do it for this month. I won't announce when because, you know, I don't wanna spoil anything too much, but so be excited. Exciting. It's been a while. We can talk with, you know, Bay and Callie, like the three of us talking. So yeah. It's funny how this all started because of Callie's Jump King streams. I wonder if Bay watched JoJo. We could talk about JoJo. Water isn't bad? Okay. Don't talk for a long time plus iris equals doubt. No. I'm serial. Vacuuming Twitter space. I'm worried that if I, like, vacuum using Twitter space, some people might figure out what vacuum I'm using. That's an old school one. このリリースのためにいろいろ結構本当に頑張ったので、っていうかね、やっぱり6曲って急にバーンって出すのもそうなんですけど、例えば Sparks of Joy とかも、まあ、その先月出したんですけど、やっぱりね、これぐらい曲数が増えていくとスタジオ録音もね、だいぶ慣れた。 One thing I have to say though is with this album, all the recordings for this EPAnd also, like, recordings for, you know, past, like, Scissor of Despair EP and original songs like, you know, Sparks of Joy that I released last month. If you haven't streamed, please do stream it. video's also up on my channel. But, yeah, with all those songs out, I do have to say that I've gotten much more used to studio recordings compared to before.The very first studio recordings I did for, like, Scissor of Despair, I was, like, super darn nervous. And I think staff or, you know, sound engineers or staff at the studios were probably thinking, wow, Iris is so quiet. I mean, I'm still, like, pretty meek whenever I go to, you know,studios or meetings or whatnot like that, but I only basically say whatever I need to say. Besides that, I just might be like, you know, besides recording, whenever, like, you know, we come in, be like, yo, otsukaresama, ohayou gozaimasu. Just kind of sit down, and staff would be like, oh, you just came, relax for a bit, you know, you can sit down and have a cup of tea before we start, and I would do that.And then I would just kind of sit down and in like an awkward silence. And then staff would start talking about stuff like, oh, the lyrics or just daily matters. And I would just be sitting on the chair and be like, hi. I'm nervous. And then eventually when it seems like it's forgiven, I wouldn't know what to do.During such break time, so I would just kind of fidget with my phone. Which I'm hoping a lot of people can relate to. So, 気に入りすぎてずっと聞いてる。嬉しい。嬉しい。そう、一気に増えててね、本当に録音というかスタジオ録音慣れた。でもね、本当に私ね、マジでコミュ障で、特に最初のね、あのスタジオ録音のセッションとかはマジで超おとなしい人だったはず。アイリーさんおとなしいなってスタッフさんとかに思われたはず。実際ね、実際確か、聞き間違いじゃなかったら、あの、なんだっけ、あれ、ホロの試練、ほら、ぺったんこカードボードリスの時に、お疲れ様って感じで 入ってきて待合室とかで、ね、他のメンバーさんも入ってきてすっごく緊張してたんだけど、特に緊張してたなあの日。なんていうの、その他のタレントさんのマネージャーさんとかもいたりして、でみんなで準備してた時に、確か一人のね、誰かがスタッフさんが、その私が多分聞こえないだろうなって思って部屋から出た瞬間、アイリスさんおとなしいなって言ってた気がするあ、言われてると思って、そう、おとなしい人だなっていう。Like, okay, so what I just said in Japanese was like, during the, speaking of how like I can be very awkwardly quiet or just really a meek person in general, during the holo no shiren or the holo challenge where we announced the, you know, the big holo fest coming up on March with Cardboros and whatnot, I was like especially nervous that day because, you know, a lot of my JP senpais are also around, and it was like first time meeting all of them basically. And you know, you would meet the JP senpais, you would meet staff, studio staff, and then you would meet like, you know, other holo talents, managers and whatnot. And I'd just be like, I wouldn't really know what to say, right? You know, of course I would talk about, you know, greet them, 挨拶はちゃんとしてって感じなんですけど、besides that, I just kind of sit there quietly. And I remember, like, I think one of the staff, I don't remember who or whatnot, but like one of the staff, like, walked out of the room that I was in and probably thought that I couldn't hear and was like, well, Iris-san is such a quiet person. It's like that's basically the direct translation of what they said in Japanese. I think they thought I couldn't hear them. But like, so Hari-san, otonashii hito da na, otonashii. It's, you know, like a very, very quiet person. Or, what's like a better translation of that? どうだろう? まあね、I was especially nervous that day, but I still remember hearing that and being like, oh,I do give off that impression to other people. I find that pretty funny. みかん食べよう。It's okay if I eat a tangerine. よいしょ。A reserved person. Yeah. I think that would be a better way to say it, probably. So yeah, especially first recordings, I was probably giving out that vibe. Even the more recent ones, I don't really know what to say, but I try to strike up a conversation if I can. Try to be like, oh, today was so cold, or, you know, oh, the weather today. Totally topics that only people who don't know how to talk to other people would bring up. Oh, family gatherings. The awkward part about family gatherings, especially if it's like a huge family gathering where you meet people you usually never meet, you would just kind of forget the names of your relatives and be like, hi, and you just don't say their name. And they will do the same, and you can totally tell that you both don't know each other's names. Yeah. Oh no, you guys shouldn't be able to hear anything. I'm currently peeling it. I'm like...I'm a person that really cares about, like, slight details in certain things, like, for example, taste or, whenever I get a product, like, I buy a product, I would check if there's any, like, defects on it, like, bumps or any tiny little scratches, and then I would point out that, oh!This part has a scratch, and my parents would be like, oh, shut up. Stop thinking about... Nobody can tell that
there's a scratch over there, or nobody will know. Why do you even care about stuff like that? Like, I'm that sort of person. So when I peel a tangerine, I make sure I peel off all, like, almost as much of the skin as possible. Like, of course I take off the skin. I mean, the veins. If you get what I mean. There's, like, veins on tangerine. I would try to peel off as many of the veins as I can to get a smooth tangerine, if you get what I mean. It tastes better that way, too. そうね、私みかん剥くときめちゃくちゃ神経質でね。At least you're not reserved around this. Exactly. I think I've mentioned in a stream before that I tend to become very talkative once I get relaxed in a situation or around the same people. So, I still remember when I first, like, you know, started having to, like, you know, talk on stream and whatnot.I was just worried that I would sound awkward or that I wasn't be able to be talking enough and whatnot. In that sense, I think such worries led to me just becoming very talkative in general. Make sure I talk. And no, I don't have good memory at all. No. No. People introduce themselves to me and I'd be like, oh, nice to meet you. And then I forget their names. I feel bad. But at the same time, I'm so like...I'm too reserved to ask, like, oh, by the way, what was your name? I feel like it sounds really rude, too, to be like, by the way, what was your name? I should probably ask, but there are people I've met, like, at least, like, 3 or 4 times already. I recognize their face, but I don't know their names, because I forgot about them. Usually, they would only introduce themselves with their names the first time you meet, right?And for example, if the second time you meet would be like, what, a few months later or not, I don't know, depending on what sort of business you're on. You just don't know their names. but you feel like it's very rude to ask, by the way, what was your name again? I wish I was the type of person who, like, didn't have to think about such details. I could just, you know, straight up ask stuff like that.Mm. Oh, Mika, delicious. Oh, this is a really sweet tangerine. It's currently Mikan or tangerine season right now, so they taste especially good. Mmm.That is a good one. Asking, how do you spell your name? But that's kind of, isn't it kind of awkward? Like, maybe like the 5th or 6th time you meet them, you'd be like, by the way, how do you spell your name again? Like, it would make sense if you had to write their name on a piece of paper. But if it's just like talking to them straight on, how would you bring that up? I just say that. I think I've been able to be a little bit more talkative when it comes to recordings. Usually, it's not always, like, the same people. Some people, it would be different depending on the day and whatnot, but some people I am able to kind of strike up a conversation, and I try my best to keep it going so that no awkward silence commences before recording happens. Everything gets much better once recording actually starts, or...You know, once I get into the recording booth and start singing, because then I don't have to worry about talking. And in the recording booth, usually the people, like the sound engineers and whatnot, can hear you from the other side of the room. So you're just kind of embarrassed to also, like, do warm-ups, vocal warm-ups. And vocal warm-ups sound really dumb. Like, I swear, they sound dumb. You'd be like, ow, what, what, oh, oh, you know, whatever.Everyone, I think everyone has their own sort of warm-up going on. I would do some sort of warm-up because, you know, I would hold back on singing before recording so that I can keep as much energy as possible. Ask for their name to be like, oh no, I meant your last name. That would work. But I don't know if it'll work in virtual Japan, because usually when you ask people for their names, they address themselves with their last name. So that wouldn't, technically, that wouldn't work. Let me answer a question that actually has to do with AP. Which is the most challenging song you think in the AP? That's a hard one. They were all challenging in their own ways. But I feel like Only in Hope is really, like, the range, the key range of Only in Hope is, like, very, very close to the maximum range I can sing with my regular voice, and not my head voice or my falsetto, but with my regular voice. So hitting those high notes and stuff got very tiring, like, halfway through or past the halfway mark. So yeah, I had a hard time with the range on that, and trying to add as much oomph, or, you know, as much power, 迫力 Will this space be archived? I don't really even know how that works. I don't even know how that works. I don't know. I see, like, a lot of people, whenever they do spaces and I want to listen to later on, I don't see them on their profile anymore. I don't see the space anywhere. So I'm assuming they disappear? No idea. Sample for warm-up noises, love a future voice pack. No. Anyways. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. What was the most challenging? And about songs in the EP. Yeah. Let's go back to that. So when you do recordings and such, of course, you would, you know, before you record, you would practice a song. You would, you know, kind of figure out, how am I going to sing this? How would I sing this part? You would sort of imagine it. And then you'd sing it. But on the day of, usually there'd be, like, you know, someone who would also, you know, be the director, basically, on the singing. And they would, you know, tell you, oh, you know, maybe you should try sing this part more like this. Or, like, oh, I think it might sound better if you sing this part in, like, a falsetto, or, you know, stuff like that. And depending on the song, it'd be a different person. And everyone has their own way of doing things. So there was this one song, I'm pretty sure it was, like, directed by someone that was basically Hajime Mashita, or someone I've never really dealt with before in past recordings and whatnot. And sometimes it would be like, oh, maybe try to sing this part softly, and I'd do my best to sing parts, like, in the way they describe it. But sometimes it would just, like, not be quite exactly what the person who's directing imagines it, and I would start, like, Not necessarily losing hope, but I would, you know, I'd do my best, but at the same time, it's like, oh, wait, am I not doing this correctly? Like, and you take the same part over and over again. And, you know, of course, staff and whatnot try to do their best to encourage you and to keep your mood up, but I could tell that, like, oh, I might not be able to, like, I'm not doing this, like, good enough. But I tried not to, you know, let that put me down or anything. But in that sense, I think I had quite a hard time with some of the songs, or at least some parts of certain songs, because I tend to really, really concentrate on keeping my pitches as correct as possible, I would say, I guess. And certain parts, it would just be really hard to sing softly, considering how high the key is and whatnot. And I would have to sort of, I don't know, just take it over again, see what's best, experiment, sometimes their experiments fail horribly, and you would sound awkward, like, oh, wait, you would tell this, like, the director or whatnot, being like, oh, I'm gonna try singing this part more like this, can I try one more time, and you would take it again, and then you'd sound horrible because you were experimenting, you never actually sang that part in that certain way, and then you feel embarrassed about it. And then you start becoming really embarrassed about it, like, oh god, I shouldn't have done that. But yeah, I think they all turned out. I'm really, really satisfied with how the singing turned out in that, definitely. I'm pretty proud of what I was able to get out. Definitely singing-wise, I feel like I was able to, you know, improve on my singing throughout all those recordings. And I do have to say, like, everything was very tight schedule, so, like, certain songs, I think there was even, like, one song where the full song wasn't necessarily, like, completely, I didn't, like, completely done until the day before recording. It's like, oh, we're really close, tight schedule. Like, we already have, like, a date for recording. It's like, oh, wait, I haven't heard the, like, I haven't received the full song yet, and then bam, they'd be like, sorry, this is, like, very last minute, but here you go. And you would listen to me, like, okay, gotta learn this. Recording harmonies, they usually have, like, something to follow when it comes to harmony guides and whatnot. There's, like, everyone has their own way of doing harmonies. Some people are able to, you know, sing their harmonies right on top of their, like, main vocals. Usually you would record harmonies after recording your main vocals or your lead vocals. And some people would be able to, you know, record their harmonies right on top of their main vocals, like listening to their main vocals and singing the harmonies. And that's probably the fastest way to do things, if you can do it, because that way the timing is correctly, like, right on track with the main vocals and whatnot. I tend to, how do I say this? Get really pulled by the notes of my main vocals when I do harmonies. I really need to concentrate because harmonies are just, they just sound totally different from the main vocals. And usually you would just practice mainly the main vocals before recording. So you'd really have to keep your brain flexible to adjust to recording new notes or harmonies or whatnot in the same parts of a song that you've already recorded already. And how do I say this? Usually, what I would do is, you know, I would have some sort of harmony guide up. I would listen, I would ask them, the staff, to, like, can I listen to it for, like, at least, like, 3 or 4 times? I would repeat, listen to it until I get the melody in my head. And then I would sort of, like, lower my main vocals that I've the main vocals I've recorded already, lower it down a bit. Like, I would still be able to hear it, but I would kind of keep it kind of a little drowned out by the instrumental, and then I would record it so I can at least still adjust with the timing and whatnot, but at the same time I wouldn't have to be getting taken off track by my main vocal melody, if you get what I mean. Have you finally taken your singing lessons? No. No, not yet, because you know, I'm having throat problems recently. I'm currently taking painkillers right now because my throat tends to hurt much more at night, so I'm taking painkillers and it feels much better now, but, you know, just off the counter painkillers. But so until my throat actually feels okay, I'm gonna try to hold back on taking singing lessons, because singing lessons equals more I wouldn't say vocal stress, but use of the vocal cords, definitely. So Ten more minutes to go before I can listen to Journey. Yeah. Exciting. Please do stream Journey. Stream all Iris original songs. I sometimes do wonder if I'm, like, properly able to, you know, advertise my stuff. I do my best, but I sometimes don't know, oh, when's the right timing to start advertising? But here we are, yeah. Go to listen to it. Yeah. Buy the merch. It really helps me out. Get well soon. Thank you. I hope, like, what I'm talking about is actually interesting. I was, like, debating if I, like, would just, like, instead do another stream, but, you know, I thought this would be cool. I wanted to test the whole Twitter space feel. そう、結構ね、本当は今日なんかもう一本配信するかどうかちょっと悩んだんですけど、なんかせっかくだからスペース試してみたいなっていうのもあって、今に至る。まあね、なんか気楽に携帯からできるっていうのがいいですね。Advertise it right now. Woo! You can get the CD, the record, or vinyl.And the cassette version, each around, I'm pretty sure, like 2,200 yen each. And you can also stream it digitally on Spotify and buy it on iTunes and Mora and all sorts of online music platforms. What a deal! Check it out before it's too late. Or I guess for digital, it's never really like, too late, but you know, it'd be nice to, you know.Be in on the new stuff ASAP, you know, because that way you're on the same page as most other aristocrats, at least. What a deal. Oh, yeah, I could imagine shipping would be. Yeah, thank you.Thank you so much. But yeah, even though I just say, please do buy, you know, please don't overkill your wallet or, you know, push yourselves. Only if you have the budget, the budget or, you know, 余裕があればね。でも本当にね、あの、そういう、ね、あの、もしね、あの、今財布にそんなにお金がないんだとかだったらね、Spotify とかでね、聞いてくれるだけでもね、本当に助かるので、ぜひ聞いてください。Yeah, so like, you know, even if you're like short on, like, for example, like, oh, I can't buy it right away, or, you know, I don't have the money right now, you could always just stream it on Spotify, which, you know, if you're in Spotify, I'm assuming a lot of people are in Spotify. I really need to join Spotify. I do not have a Spotify right now, but you can always stream it on Spotify, and that also helps me quite a lot. So I would really appreciate it if you can do that. If you do have, you know, the budget, please do purchase if you're interested. And yes, get the merch. Get your shiny...vinyls, and I'm sure they'll look cool. I'm still surprised that the vinyl is like 12 inches. It's like a whole ruler. Oh, it's gonna be huge. But yeah, don't kill Wallet Kun. I see comments being like, oh, I already killed Wallet Kun. Oh no. Listen it everywhere, yeah. That's the spirit. そう、すごくね、助かるので、ぜひぜひ。宣伝めちゃくちゃ頑張るよい。みんなのね、あのスタッフさんとかみんなの努力が無駄にならないように頑張って、できるだけ宣伝しておきたいかなと思ってます。Yeah, I do wanna, you know, try to advertise as much as possible so that, you know, staff effort and whatnot wouldn't be wasted. よいしょ。And yeah, we worked really hard on it, so I worked really hard recording it and whatnot. So it'd be nice if you can check the fruits of my hard work. Yeah. That's the phrase, right? Fruits of my hard work. I wonder what sort of fruit hard work would be. Would it be like grapes? Maybe like a batch of grapes? Or would it be like a tangerine? Still eating this tangerine, by the way. Mwah. Mm. Mwah. Umma, umma. そう。本当にね、録音スケジュールとかも結構ギリギリだったので、ね、あの、半年に間に合うようにね、だって1月11日リリース、あ、1月12日、まあ、デジタルリリースですけど、実際ね、レコーディング先月末までやってましたからね。ギリギリだったね。うん。頑張りました。うん。いやー、今度治ったらちゃんとボイトレも行ってみたいな。実際ね、カウンセリングは行ったんですけど、その後なかなか次の予約が、なかなかね、予定入れられなくて。うん、ふんふん。でもね、そう。本当にね、レコーディングはね、積むときはマジで積むからね。積むとき、あー積んじゃったって。でもね、絶対ね、積むときは、あ、積んじゃったって思っちゃダメなんだよね。それは分かってるんですよ。頑張ろう。大丈夫って思いながらやんなきゃいけないんですけど、たまにね、あー積んじゃった、やばって思うときがたまにあって、そういうときはね、一番苦労しますね。もうそういう沼にはまっちゃうとなかなか抜き出せない。But you know, everyone's really nice when it comes to recording engineers, staff, studio staff and whatnot. So they do their best to keep my spirits up. But I tend to be pretty negative. So even when like staff tell me, Oh, this sounds great. Like, you know, oh, this sounds amazing. Oh, いいね、いいね。この部分いいですね。とか言ってくれることもあるんですけど、もう自分結構ね、本当に、ああ、なんていう言葉なんだろう、これ。ネガティブな部分があって、そういうこと言われるときでも、お世辞ありがとうございますって言っちゃう。お世辞ありがとうございますって、ついつい言っちゃう。そうすると必ず、いや、お数字じゃないですよって言ってくれるんですけど。Sometimes, yeah, like, you know, they would, you know, praise me, be like, oh, that sounds great. But sometimes I'd just be like, oh, thank you for, how do you say お数字 in English? お数字って英語だとなんだろう。Thank you, not praise. なんだろうな。I'd just be, oh, I think the word for in English should be like, I'd be a pessimistic person, so I wouldn't be able to take the compliments to heart. I'd be like, oh, thank you, but you're probably just trying to rile me on to keep me positive, right? Sort of thing, which is, you know, of course, that's what they're supposed to do. So it's nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. But I'd be a pessimist to be like, am I really doing things okay? Is it really okay? You're not just, you know, saying that sort of vibe. So, yeah, でもね、本当にね、そういうのも絶対大事だと思うんですよ、現場では。でも、ついついね、ペシミストの部分が出ちゃって、なんか、あ、本当にこれで大丈夫でしょうかみたいな。お世辞ありがとうございますってついつい言っちゃう。なんか、もしかしてお世辞ありがとうございますっていうのも、もしかして失礼の可能性あるのかな、わかんない。単純にね、なんか本当にこれで大丈夫かなっていう心配で言っちゃうね。うん。And yes, did you know that Mora has Gente special voice message? Yes. That's basically some of the homework I was talking about. You know, when I tweet like, oh, I have homework to do, it's stuff like that. Yes. There's like, you know, a special voice message for Mora. There should also be some sort of there should be like voice recordings also for Spotify as well. It's okay for me to say this, right? Because it's already out in a lot of places. But so yeah, if you're curious about, you know, details on songs and whatnot, you can also check those out. So. あれね、あの、ボイスメッセージ、Spotify でもね、あるはずなので、あるはずなので、アドモラでもね、スペシャル限定ボイスメッセージ購入した方には、メッセージが、ね、特別なアイレスからのメッセージがあるので、ぜひ、ぜひご購入よろしくお願いします。It's out! Yeah! Oh, okay. It just turned 1 a.m. here, so that means it has turned 12 in certain places. Yay! So yeah, that's... So, 結構ね、あの、裏で作業してる部分とかって、そういうのも含めてるんですよね。ボイスメッセージとか。頑張りました。I hope I don't sound too awkward in them. thanks for mentioning that though. You know, I almost forgot to mention that. So yeah, if you purchase the digital copies on Mora, you could get a special voice message from Iris. Yeah. But I think the do keep in mind, I'm pretty sure the Mora voice message might be mixing this up with other voice messages for other stuff, but I think it might have been in Japanese, but, you know, Irish Japanese is rare. Or, I don't know, maybe it's not that rare, actually, but, you know, it's rare to hear me just talk only in Japanese, so you can go check that out and hear how nervous I sound. Yeah, let's go. Yeah, you can abandon this Twitter space to go listen to it. Go. Ah, flattering remark. I don't know, flattering. That's flattering. I guess it does kind of. おせじっぽいっちゃおせじっぽいけど、なんかちょっとニュアンスが自分の中では。わかんない。人によって捉え方が違うかもしれないですけど、flattering、まあお世辞に一番近いかもしれないね。ちょっとニュアンス違うかなって思う部分はありますけど、逆にね、多分お世辞っていう言葉にはっきり当てはまる英語の言葉ってないかもしれない。うん。Let's go。I've only actually started using Let's Go ever since I started streaming and went out on the internet. Before that, I'm just like, whenever people would say Let's Go, I'd be like, where are we going? Where are we going? Oh my god, I sound like I'm out of the trend. No, but... Or yeah, you don't have to abandon the space. You can listen to the space and listen to the EP. I don't know, is it possible to keep both open? Or you can, you know, listen to the space on your phone and open the EP on your computer. Or vice versa, if that's possible. That was a hiccup, excuse me. I really like Ami's hiccups. They're so cute. You're so cute. I wish I could naturally hiccup like that. Sometimes my hiccups can tend to like sound like a frog. Mm. Oh god, wait. The fact that it's 1 a.m. means I've already been talking for an hour. ちょっとやばい。今考えてみたら、今1時ってことはもう1時間ぐらい話してるってことだよね。やば。やば、話し始めるとついつい時間が過ぎてしまうな。When I actually start talking, I just kind of lose track of time. Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually hiccuped on stream. Let me just say, I'm not confident that my hiccups sound appealing. もう一個みかん食べるか悩むな。夜中みかん平気かな? Yeah, フルーツだから。平気だよね。フルーツだから。 I'm debating if I should eat another tangerine. It's okay, right? Should be okay, because I mean, it's a fruit. Fruit is basically kind of like a vegetable, which means it's healthy. So, フルーツってことはほぼ野菜ってことで、ほぼ野菜ってことは健康にってことで。 うん。うま。うまうまい。うまうまうまい。 Ah, okay. But I do like how this feature feels really chill. You know how on stream today I talked about how I had a sneeze compilation open? It was recommended to me on YouTube, okay? It was recommended to me and I couldn't help myself to take a listen. I love everyone's sneezes. It's all so cute. And then there's also the unique sneezes as well, like Mume's. I find it funny how though like the Irish Journey tag is also being used to talk about just random stuff like tangerines. It's okay, but please also do use the tag also to talk about the EP. Because it'd be pretty funny if staff be like, ooh, wonder what people think of the EP. And they would see comments about, like, oh, is an acid pepper tender for your throat and whatnot. And yeah, I think it's not necessarily really good, but as long as I take it in moderation, and it should be fine. That's not fine, maybe. Twitter space do be like that, though, yeah. I won't blame you guys. But yeah, do use the tag also to talk about what you think. Feedback! What are nectarines? Aren't they also tangerines? No? Kiara goes on tangents. Iris goes for tangerines. I love tangerines. I mean, at least mikans. I don't know. I feel like mikan is maybe like a type of tangerine, not necessarily the whole package. Probably a certain type of tangerine. But it's so good. Why would you have oranges when you can have tangerines? Oranges you can't peel with your hands either, right? The skin is much more, way too tough for that. But tangerines, you can just kind of use your fingers to like rip and tear through the skin and munch on it like a savage, like the savage you are. I love tangerines, but you know what I love more? The new EP, like this, yeah! Perfect example. Basically, fit both tangerine talk or, you know, daily whatnot talk and EP feedback, both in the same tweet. Killing two birds with one stone. 一石二鳥ですね。 そう。 タグ使ってね。 今話してる日常会話的な内容も含めて EPのね、 フィードバックも両方ともね、 一つのツイートにすると。 一石二鳥だよ。 Does it? Yeah. No, what are you talking about? Oh, no, no. Yeah, what are we talking about? I'm always say-so. I'm always say-so. Say-so 24/7. There's nothing strange about me being say-so right now. So while listening to the Journey EP, can we go on tangents about tangerines? Go ahead. Go get them. Go get them, tangents on tangerines. Ah, 我叫三米叫到. My tea, it's cold now. Oh yeah, I am going to be streaming tomorrow too, by the way, FYI. I'm going to be streaming Terraria tomorrow. Woo! 明日はテラリアですよ。テラリア配信。やったね。 でね、そこでも頑張って。え、プレゼンでしたね。あとね、そう、結構細かいEPの話とかはね、結構ボイスメッセージとかで、そのSpotifyのボイス、でもそうですし、あれってもしかして同時に出す、いや、同時に出す予定っても聞いてるんですけど、それと、あと、スペシャルモダンのボイスメッセージとかでもね、ちょっと話してはいるので、 興味ある方はぜひぜひやってみてください。Thank you. Thank you for saying that. They're bangers. It's like, you know, the only word I know of how to try to self-compliment my music is to say bangers at the moment. They're all such bangers. Is there another word that could replace that that would sound just as banger-ish. Oh yeah, the reason why I might sound a little bit more quiet than streams is because it's 1 a.m. here and I need to kind of stay quiet. Otherwise, I could bother the neighbors. It is pretty late. It is pretty late here, but I've streamed around this time before in the past as well. Pretty recently, in fact, if you count member streams. It's a bop! Bop! Oh yeah, the word bop. Jam. When I think jam, I just think, you know, the edible. The edible jam that you spread on toast. Bop is a good alternative to bangers, which perfectly describes the CP. Ah. They're all bops. Bop, 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 bop to the top. Slip and slide and ride that rhythm. Thank you. Yeah. I try my best to sound as, you know, not grungy, but as strongest as possible and bare your teeth. Because I clench my teeth 24/7. Yes. Cool songs. Yeah. I think cool is a good word. It's cool. It's cool. How can the word cool not be cool? And I'm an up until morning person, that's true, but I stay quiet in the process, okay? I would stay quiet and make thumbnails and maybe sometimes play Terraria or Animal Crossing or, you know, or maybe actually be doing stuff. Because I do say that, like, some of those voice messages took a while to record. Because I would, like, stumble on my words so often. I'd be like, nope, this is not acceptable. I tend to stutter, so... You make it sound like, was that a JoJo reference? Sort of vibe to that. It's embarrassing how this small talk is being heard by over 2,000 people. Yay. Oh, if there's anyone who hasn't followed me on Twitter, please do press that follow button for more Iris content. Yay, and, you know, maybe future spaces as well. It's kind of starting to feel like a Zatsu on stream to me at this point. I don't know if I'll be doing this like super duper often, but it is nice once in a while. Once in a while to just kind of relax. I could also just lie down and talk at the same time. Oh, speaking of lying down and talking at the same time, I've recently been very hooked at watching these, it's Japanese, but like, these gag videos, about like, you know how recently a lot of people would do work meetings online, like online work meetings, where they would, you know, show the camera and, you know, they'd be wearing their work clothes, only like the top half of their work clothes, but probably the bottom half is most likely room clothes because people won't be able to see it anyways. That sort of, there's like a comedy skit for stuff like that where people would lie down. They would lie down and attend such online meetings with the video camera on. So, like, at first glance, it doesn't look like they're lying down, but they're actually lying down. You just don't get why are they lying down. It's that sort of comedy skit. It's a comedy skit, so it's not real, but, like, I've been really hooked at watching stuff like that because it's hilarious. And, you know, it's kind of relatable because it'd be nice if you could actually just attend meetings while lying down. そう、最近ね、そう、今ね、なんか、ツイッタースペースいいところは、こうやって気軽に話して、もう下手したらね、もう横になりながら話せるっていうのがいいよね。って思った瞬間に、最近ね、横になりながら、オンラインミーティングに出る、確かお笑いのね、コントじゃないのか。なんか、そういうのがね、最近見るのが好きで。面白いんですよ。確かそういうオンラインミーティングとかで、そのパッと見横になってるように見えないけど横になってるっていう、ね、そういうお笑いのやつあるんですよ。それが面白くてね、なんで横になってんだよっていうツッコミどころ満載のね。確かね、あるよ、ネットのどっかに。そうそうそう、ジャルジャル。最近それね、見るのもうつぼりまくってよ。面白いんですよ。結構何本もあるんだけど全部面白い。一個だけで自分満足かなとか思って、ついつい次の見ちゃうと次も すごく普通に面白いっていうね。うん、そうそう。うん、最近自分のマイブーム、Since you like to speak so much, can we expect a JP Zatsu stream for JP Nikki in the future? Oh, definitely. You know, I keep saying that I want to do like a JP only stream as well, but it's just so hard to like figure out a good timing to do that, or like, yeah, it's just really hard to figure out what a good timing is for that, especially since a lot of times I kind of stream, you know, in the afternoon time in JP, virtual JP land, so... そうそう、ずっとね、結構もうデビュー時からいつか日本語オンリーの配信とかもしたいなってずっと言ってたんですけど、なかなかね、なかなかいつそれやろうかっていうのが思いつかなくてついついね、伸ばしに、いつか必ずやりたいっていうか、やりたいです全然。お笑い結構好きだよ。うん、お笑い結構好き。でもね、いつもすごいめちゃくちゃ見るわけでもないんですけど、やっぱりね、日本のテレビ結構面白いですよ。結構面白い。この間ね、格付けチェックとかも見てたし。あれ本当にね、なんかこれが肉でこれはなんかカエルの肉とかって本当に区別が分かんないぐらい味付けがすごいのかなって思いますよね。 Oh, like a Japanese teaching stream where you teach us basic Japanese phrases and vocab. That'd be nice, but at the same time I feel like I don't know what words you guys would want to learn. I feel like if I tried to make like a Japanese learning stream, I would end up doing something like a I have a pen sort of sort of phrases, be like, oh, you can say I have a pen in Japanese as 私はペン、いや、ペン、私はペンを持っていますって。そっか、I have a pen の逆を、逆バージョンをやればいいのか。ね。その海外日記とかは、あのね、あのグローバル日記には、あの、I have a pen をどうやって日本語で言うんだろう的な、そういうね、どうでもいいようなフレーズを教えるのもいいかもしれない。確かに。
Thank you for the feedback, everyone. I'm glad you guys are liking it. Keep it on repeat. Listen to it while you're doing the dishes. Listen to it while you're hanging your laundry, if you do hang your laundry. Listen to it when you're wiping the floor. Like Cinderella. That's basically what I do. I usually tend to listen to music when I'm doing, you know, when I'm cleaning. Because it makes cleaning much more fun and much less boring. I know. Like, I really like Kelly's English teaching streams that she does. She tends to do. She's such a good teacher. I think it's really, really easy to understand. Japanese slang? What is considered Japanese slang? Japanese? 日本語スラングって逆に何なんだろうな。何？なんでやねん。それって普通に大阪弁だよね。いや、大阪弁全然あんま詳しくない。詳しくないしな。Oh, you know, I do wanna do a Duolingo stream. I wanna test my Japanese at Duolingo. Like maybe try one of the harder levels of Duolingo on stream. That might be fun. So Duolingo ちょっと配信でやりたいなってずっと思ってる。日本語のちょっともうちょっと上級者向けのやつとか配信でやってみたいって思ってた。それとかいいかもね。I feel like it'd be nice because you can do something, play something while also kind of learning Japanese together. I have never used the phrase "I have a pen." Do we ever? Does any of us ever have to state that they have a pen? The only time that I could see that phrase being used is if anyone in a room asks, does anyone have a pen? You know, like, oh, I need a pen. Does anyone have a pen? And the only times I really do need a pen in situations like that is when I'm on a plane. When I'm on a plane and they ask you to write stuff where you need a pen, and usually people would start bugging people next to them if they have a pen or not because they're not carrying one. Yeah, always carry a pen when you go on a plane. You're gonna need it most of the time. But yeah, whenever someone asks, oh, does anyone have a pen, you can be like, I have a pen. It's not I have a pen, it's oh, I have a pen, here you go, sort of thing. So I have a pen ってね、実際使う場面絶対ほぼないんですけど、まあパッと今思いついたのは、例えば、ね、どっかのいろんな人が集まってるところで、誰かが、あ、誰かペン持ってますかって、誰かペンありますかって、借りたいんですけどっていう時に、おって、I have a pen って、お、私が持ってますよって、お、ペンなら私が持ってますよ的な、そういう時以外使わなくない？多分、逆に。どうだろうね。多分それくらいしか使わないんじゃないかな。逆になんでそれを一番最初、私が聞いた話だとそれが一番最初に覚える英語っていうのを聞いたことある。GP ランドでも。Yeah, I could flex my Japanese skills with Duolingo. Flex. Flex those language muscles. 使わないよ、日常的に。あ、ちなみにね、そういう、ね、Does anyone have a pen? って聞くときは、私はね、大体飛行機の中です。 飛行機に乗るときはやっぱりペンは必ず持ってた方が便利だと思いますよ。意外と使う場面が多いので、で逆に結構周り持ってないんですよ、そういう時に。なんか、あ、ペンお借りしていいですかとか、知らないお隣さんに聞くのも恥ずかしいじゃないですか。そういう人はね、事前に持っておくべきだと思います。うん、何々ちゃんマジ何々みたいなの昔ちょっとあると、そうなんだ、なんでもそれってスラングかな、それってスラング、何々ちゃんマジ何々だよね。あー JK っぽい、 JK っぽい。女の子っぽい、そのフレーズ。うん、Can you teach Miko Japanese? しきてにゃにゃ、えりとかにゃ。うん、そう、アイフォペンはね、多分飛行機でもしね、英語しか喋れないお隣さんが Do you have a pen I could borrow? って聞いたときに、 I have a pen ってそういうときに使いますよ。ほら、使い道がありますよ。やったね。あと普通日常的に持ってないしね、ペンなんて今考えてみたら。Thank you. I'm really happy to see comments about my EP. You know, I keep accidentally saying album because isn't EP and album basically kind of the same thing?Can someone clarify with me what does EP even stand for? I didn't really know what an EP was until very, very recently. So, よくね、EP とアルバム、いつもアルバム、アルバムとか言い間違ってる気がする。言い間違えてる気がする。普通にね、EP ってどういう意味なんだろうって、純粋にちょっと思ってる。New merch idea, eyes, iris pens. if I were to ever have like a new outfit, I've been recently contemplating on maybe having a cutie pin on it somewhere. if it's possible, I don't know, only if it's possible, I don't know, but...Personally, you know, I thought it would be fun to show cutie on that segment in Mikoro ne. And then you see other members be like, only someone who has confidence would be able to wear that. I'm just like, ah, that's not what I meant. Okay. Oh my god, it's already 1:30. Maybe it's about time I start making thumbnails.And heading to sleep. I did take like an hour and a half nap. So I feel much more energized than I usually am. I wasn't able to sleep that much yesterday. I only slept like 3 hours yesterday. Probably because I was a little nervous. So 昨日ね、ほぼ寝れなかったんだよね。3時間ぐらいしか寝れなかったな。結構緊張してた部分もあるのかな。あと結構夜中まで作業してたので、also because I was also working on a bunch of stuff like setting up stream and whatnot. Did you guys like the stream setup today? No, the stage and everything. It took me a while to set that up. I thought double iris was cute, was pretty funny. So I only slept like 3 hours. Yeah, that's why I took a nap just a while ago, and I'm probably gonna go sleep earlier than usual today.So that I don't sound dead during my Terraria stream tomorrow. Or today, I guess, since it's already 1. Do you even sleep? Of course I sleep. I remember watching an anime where... I forgot what it was called, but... There's like an alien that comes to introduce new technology to the human race. And like, one of the technology was making it so that humans didn't need to sleep.And so that's when things start getting freaky. I think people who have watched it would recognize what I'm talking about, but...
any plans to use it again in the future? If people liked the stream setup for today's singing stream, then yeah, definitely I'll use it for future singing streams as well. If people tend to like looking at the more simpler profile of past singing streams, I'll keep it at that and only use that that setup for special occasions, maybe? I don't know. But I thought it was cool. EP stands for extended play. Oh, which are for albums which have more than one track, but less than the conventional full-length album of at least 8 tracks. A full-length album is considered at least 8 tracks. That's new information to me. Oh, I thought like if it's not like, you know, not exactly big enough for a full to call it a full album, you would just call it a mini album, is what I thought up until now. That's why the whole word EP was so new to me. Extended play though, that makes sense. So EP ってね、なんかどういう意味なんだろうと思ったけど、要するにミニアルバムなんだね。要するにミニアルバム。を違う言い方してる感じだと今捉えてます。そっか、フルアルバムです。最悪でも8トラックか。なるほど。なるへそ。But yeah, I think this Twitter cast, not Twitter cast, Twitter. Twitter space is fun also, you know, for people who can't catch my usual...stream times, which is like, you know, afternoon time in GST. You guys get to hear my voice, my phone voice. Yay. Yay! そっか、やっぱりスペースでも声。まあね、音質違うっすからね。やっぱり声の感じが、雰囲気がちょっと違ったりするのかな。Will we get an album from you someday in the future? Maybe. Maybe. It depends, you know? It depends on your guys' feedback. So, yes, all support is very much appreciated. And thank you so much for those who have already, you know, for all of you guys who do so much for me. I really do appreciate it. And, you know, today's celebration stream was also a blast. Thanks to everyone being there. I still can't believe that I've been doing this for half a year, and I can't believe that I'm here right now. Yeah. Okay. つい、そうそう、今なんか間違ってツイキャスとかいうところだった。違うもんね。だったった。まあ、今日はこの辺にしておこうかな。Are we gonna call it a day around here? よいしょ。
横になって喋るのもいいね。I like lying down and talking too. Lying down on the couch right now. It feels nice. It feels really nice to lie down on the couch and talk at the same time. I wish I could just stream while lying down.
Not that that's okay, maybe that might be possible, but not really, at least in the environment I am in. But,
そう、横になって喋るのもいいね。配信も横になって配信できるといいんだけど、さすがにね、そういう環境ではないので。
あ、ちょっと眠くなってきた。
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna call it around here. Time flies. Yeah, it was fun talking to you guys. I'll do this again soon. Please do listen to Journey. Listen to my journey. Listen to the new EP. And use the hashtag once again to send feedback. Yay.
So, ぜひね、ハッシュタグ使って、ジャーニーの感想など聞かせてください。全部見ますので。あと、ね、ぜひ、Spotify に入ってるなら Spotify で見て、そうじゃなかったらもしね、興味ある方はぜひ、iTunes などもだなど、いろいろな、音楽プラットフォームで、デジタル発売してやるので、
0時から始まったので開始したので、ぜひ何卒よろしくお願いしますそれとね、実物の CD も持ちたいなとか興味ある方はぜひ CD も、カセットも、あとビニールじゃないビニールじゃないレコード、うん、レコード版もあるので、ぜひ興味ある方は注文お早めに、うん、ね、みんなの大好きなバレンタインまでは注文できるのでね、うんそれこそね、バレンタインプレゼントとして買うのもいいんじゃないかどうだろういいかな、うん、いやどうだろうね、それはどうか分かんないけど、うん、興味ある方買ってねそう、ビニールじゃない、いや英語だとさバイノルって言うからついついビニールって言いそうになる、うん、Say I'd be interested, please do purchase on the digital platforms that it's available. Links are in my tweets and whatnot. And yeah, if you're interested in physical copies, that's also available for orders too, up until Valentine's Day. Yay! You could maybe get your loved one an Iris EP today for Valentine's Day. Woo! Perfect Valentine's Day gift, right? Right? Thank you so much. And バレンタイン何それ美味しいのだよね、うん、ね、何それ美味しいのどうだろう、うん、まあ別にバレンタインじゃなくてもチョコ食べれるもんね、ね、バイリス、 Oh that's nice, I can be like it could have a bottle, not a bottle, no, a double it could have a double meaning, I could be like, oh virus and please dodo Virus the album, the virus. That sounds confusing, but yes. Just for today, virus has a double meaning. Not only means bi, but it means B-U-Y as well. What a deal. Okay. I'm going to shut up now. はい、おやすみなさい。ぜひ良い夢を、そしてぜひ寝ながらでもね、ジャーニー。ぜひ聞いてやってください。おやすみなさい。Virus double meaning. Double meaning virus. Woo! How do I close this? これどうやって閉めるんだ？こうかな。今更気づいたけど今更気づいたけど、アルテリファクトさんの人とか来て恥ずかしい。いや、お世話になりました。ありがとうございました。では、この辺にしときます。バイバイ。It's funny. I just checked out the captions and virus is translated as prince. What the hell? Bye-bye. End. Yep. Yes, end.パチッ。